At one time, the people of Romania lived under an oppressive communist dictator. Every aspect of life was tightly controlled, including the personal expressions of faith. Today, however, Romanian citizens live under new leadership that dignifies their human rights and privileges. And today on Insight for Living, we'll meet the couple that brings hope and encouragement to their fellow countrymen by providing this radio program in Romanian. As a result of their efforts, people can hear the Bible teaching of Chuck Swindoll in their heart language. Roger Kemp, one of our board members, gets the conversation started.
Well, thank you, Dave. We're sitting down with Chuck Swindoll and Ben and Anda Mogos. In North America, Anda, we hardly have a frame of reference for what you went through as a young girl.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
We have everything in abundance.
Exactly.
Seems. Yeah.
And I wonder if you could kind of recreate that scene for us. What was it like to be under the communist regime and see it through a little girl's eyes?
I remember growing up and thinking that we just were not lucky because our country was very poor, which is actually very not true because Romania is a very wealthy as far as resources are concerned. Uh-huh. But because of our dictator, he wanted to export everything and he wanted people to be poor so that they would be easily controlled. And so I remember staying in huge lines for bread. I remember having a punch card, and you only were allowed like half a loaf of bread per person per day. And then you had only maybe 100 grams, so like maybe 3 ounces of meat a week. And a lot of times it wasn't even meat. It was like soy, salami, or other things because all the meat was being exported. And I remember thinking that we just live in a very poor country. And it was a hard life, especially for my family. We were in Bucharest and we didn't have any family in the neighboring villages like most people did. We didn't have eggs or butter or milk. You know, I remember growing up mainly eating like potatoes and cabbage. Yeah, yeah. So it definitely was kind of a very, as far as the material resources, it was a very gray life. But I will say that, you know, because my parents did such a good job at loving us, I never really felt that. I remember, I mean, part of me thinks I had a great childhood, but when I know now how many foods exist and how many toys you can have, yeah. And I know that it was a poor childhood.
You know, I just can't let that go. I want to say to everyone today, as you listen to this, you may be closer to that category than people realize around you. And the love of the parents held your lives together and made it work. I remember when we grew up, which was during World War II, we rationed. Everything was rationed for us, right down to toilet paper, right down to certain foods. And it certainly wasn't as extreme as what you've described, but you could not have more than such and such that was required. And gasoline was rationed, of course, and there was no rubber. All of that went to the front, to the war front. Did you go through a similar experience, Ben, during this time when you were a kid?
Only partially. Mm-hmm. During communism, I was still with my grandparents on their farm.
Oh.
So we did have eggs and milk and
because you grew all of that.
Yes,
yeah.
In our backyard.
It was, yeah,
everything
of course
came out of the backyard. The communists had confiscated all of the other land that my grandparents had. Uh-huh. So we were definitely not rich. I do remember, however, not having electricity all day long. It was portioned several,
yes,
hours. Definitely, I remember not having hot water or actually not even running water for that matter.
Ben, when was your inspiration to come to the United States for training? Tell us about not only your faith conversion, but when you decided as a young man to study the Bible at a deeper level.
It was after the revolution in 1990, on a Sunday evening during a revival. It was in a small Baptist church that I surrendered my life to Christ, trusted him as my savior. And my parents moved from Transylvania to the south of the country as missionaries in our own country, because now it was freedom to plant churches and to share the gospel. It was during that time in high school that I was called by the Lord to,
wow,
full-time ministry. And right out of high school, I went to a small Bible college in Bucharest. At that time, it was the only one the only Baptist college in the country. Wow. And after 4 years of bachelor's in pastoral ministries, I stepped out into assistant pastor position, which I had for 2 years in Bucharest. We were married, and we were serving in a small church plant in Bucharest when we realized that we needed more training. Mm-hmm. And the Lord brought to our mind and our hearts through some missionaries and pastors that we knew from the States, Dallas Theological Seminary, just as a vision and as something impossible for us to reach. We just started to pray about that. Mm. We didn't have the funds. It was scholarships that made it possible. We came to Dallas. We had never been in the state of Texas, and we had never been to Dallas. We knew nobody here, and we had a little bit over $200 in our pockets, no money in the bank. Oh. And
not a soul. You didn't know a soul.
We didn't know anybody.
That's faith.
Except some people that the Lord was starting to put together, you know, here in Dallas that we would know. Mm. And then that all grew into coming in contact with Insight for Living. Right. And it was because of one of your books that was a required reading in our first semester at Dallas Seminary, The Grace Awakening.
Oh, my.
And it was reading that book. We were so blessed that I told Anda, I really want to have this in Romanian. I want to translate this. And it was a brown bag on campus at Dallas Seminary that was announced.
Yep. What's a brown bag?
You mean? Yeah, I was going to say, I'll translate that for
you. It was just, it was one time in chapel, we heard that Insight for Living Ministries is going to have a meeting, a lunch, and a meeting with
some
students.
It's a casual meeting with students that come and bring their lunch. It's called a brown bag.
Yes. Yep. And they mentioned how they were looking into countries in Eastern Europe and, you know, Hungary, Romania, and some other countries. And when we heard the name of Romania mentioned, we immediately signed up for that lunch. We went and we met somebody at Insight for Living. Oh. And we said, this book, what can we do to get this book in Romanian? Little did we know back then. We couldn't have even, you know, dreamt about it.
Isn't that something?
Now, explain to me, because you have such passion for the message of grace. I can hear it in your voice.
Yeah.
How does that relate to the Christians in Romania?
It's a tremendous need among our people.
Yeah.
The message of grace and freedom in Christ, not only for those that do not know Christ, but even for those that are evangelicals. I grew up and I got to experience, especially right out of college in my pastoral experience, I experienced a lot of legalism. And that was hurtful. Mm. That was actually one of the things that made us aware that we needed more training. We didn't even know for sure what we needed. And when we came at Dallas Seminary and at Stonebriar, and we heard the word preached with an emphasis on grace, it truly changed our lives.
You're listening to Insight for Living, a special edition. We're sitting down with Chuck Swindoll and Ben and Anda Mogos. And if you would like to help us bring a grace awakening to that part of the world, Romania, you get in touch with us at insight.org, or we'll be giving the other contact information later. Let me put into context for our listeners for a moment, Chuck. When we talk about Vision 195 and having a ministry in another country, I just want to put into context, what does that really look like? What does that mean? Today's a great illustration of it. First of all, it means that we hand over the archive of your teaching material, and you have, in essence, allowed this trained gentleman from Dallas Theological Seminary to use your materials and be the voice of Chuck Swindoll, as it were. But we believe that work should be indigenous. And we give that gift of material, but it's really Ben and Anda who are doing the work of the ministry. And obviously, so far in our conversation, we can tell that it's far more than just the radio broadcasts in Romania. It's that, and it's publishing, and it's printed materials, it's counseling. Anda, you're doing some counseling and some writing in your ministry. Ben is pastoring a church. And so we're all in when we talk about going to Romania.
Yeah, and let me clarify, when we release them to do this, they have complete freedom to do this as Romanians think and live, and what the needs are there. We're not trying to Americanize the cross, if you will, or somehow sweep our style into your culture. We want it to be thoroughly Romanian. If it's in São Paulo, we want it to be thoroughly Brazilian, as it is. If it is in the heart of the Arab-speaking country, we want it to be of that culture. And that's one of the things that makes the Insight for Living Ministry unique. Each translator has the freedom to culturalize without changing the message of the gospel, which must never be altered or softened, but must culturize it so that the person in your country doesn't have to crawl over obstacles to figure out, what are you trying to say? Because you're talking, if you will, her language or his language.
That's right.
And you feel the freedom to do that.
I absolutely do. It's not always easy because you use so many life stories from here, from the States.
Yeah. You can use yours.
You're right. And I truly enjoy being able to translate and record the sermons.
Good.
To have the Romanians listen to the messages of Insight for Living in our own language. It's not with, you know, like on a TV with subtitles, or it's actually, it's a whole sermon. It's the message preached in Romanian, but it's your messages.
Now, chances are good. Most of the people listening right now have never in their life heard Romanian spoken. So, introduce the program as you would introduce it in your tongue, in your language.
Ascultați Viziune pentru Viață, care vă este adusă pe radio de Insight for Living România. Sunt mesajele lui Chuck Swindoll din Statele Unite.
I understood two things as he said that. Now, do you pass approval on all of that, Honda?
I do, yes.
Okay, what did he say?
He said, you're listening to Vision for Life, which is the name of the broadcast, if we were to translate it word by word.
Yes.
In Romanian, which is brought to you by Insight for Living Romania, and it's the ministry of Chuck Swindoll from the United States.
Good news for our listeners today, too, Chuck, because if you've given a gift to the U.S. Headquarters here in Frisco, Texas, if you've given a charitable contribution to the ministry, you've already supported this work.
Yeah, isn't that a great thought?
Yeah.
And you will never, chances are good, I think I speak for most of our listeners today. You will never step foot anywhere near Bucharest or even in the country of Romania. Or you may, but chances are good most of you will not. But your gift puts you right there.
They can do so much with so little, and just a fraction of every gift is required.
Right.
It's already being done. Our budget every year is about $130,000. You know, we're asking God to bring more folks our way to support this ministry. We would like to be on more radio stations all across Romania. We're in some of the major cities, but we would like to expand while there's still freedom there to do so. Mm. We've got some needs with the website. We've got some other needs that need to be fulfilled. So we're calling upon every listener as they're moved, as God prompts your heart to do so, to give to this valuable ministry.
Yeah, and never think that it requires some massive amount from your pocket, because no one else is going to be a part of it. Think of it this way. We all team up together, and we all participate in this together, which is how Insight for Living has survived these 40 years. And by doing so, we participate in reaching the hearts of people, I dare say, many of whom, like you, early in life, have never heard the name of Jesus, certainly do not know the story of the Savior's life, death, resurrection, and eternal existence and forgiveness. Oh, what a privilege it is to know that you, sitting here in this country, can be there in that one without having to learn the language, without having to travel. These people are there to take that message on your behalf. It's one of 195 places we pray for regularly.
Ben, you know, our listeners love hearing stories of life change. So I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, onto your neck, so you'd be thinking about your response. But Ben, would you do this favor of just telling us a story of life change, somebody who's heard the program or somebody who's come to you at church who's had an impact through the ministry of Insight for Living?
Absolutely. Well, like I said, first of all, my life was changed by the messages and the books written by Chuck that I first listened here. And once we took Insight for Living Ministries to Romania, we've had people in our church, we've had people from the country. This young lady comes to mind that she was attending our church, she was visiting, and I could tell that she was a believer, but was very burdened by rules and standards of that other people were placing on her. Mm. And you could see she was not rejoicing in her walk with Christ. Huh? Yes. And I had something for her to read. And I asked her if she knew English, and she did. And it was the Grace Awakening book that Chuck wrote so many years ago. I gave it to her, and I was surprised how quickly she returned it. And I thought maybe she didn't finish it all. Not only she had finished it, and she rejoiced so much over reading it. She told me, "I will voluntarily help translating this book cover to cover. Oh, her English was excellent, I came to know. And she actually did that. And her testimony after having read that book was just amazing. We have stories that we receive testimonies over the phone of people who have listened to the broadcast. Mm. And they're so encouraged by the messages. Oh. I couldn't be happier and more blessed.
Mm. Anda?
One particular couple comes to mind. They actually came to visit our church because they had heard the broadcast and they had heard Ben's name and where he pastors. And they had come to visit us and get to know Ben and thank him for the messages. And they were probably in their 80s. They said they had walked with God for 60 years and they had heard the messages. And they said that it refreshed them and blessed them so much that they actually took time to come to church just to come and tell us this and encourage us in this way. So for me, that was so special that somebody that's had such a long history of walking with the Lord has made an effort to come and thank somebody for blessing them just for those messages.
We've had more testimonies about this than anything else. People being truly blessed by the expository preaching of the Word of God. Accurate, clear, practical exposition and communication of God's word.
Yes.
That's what we're there for. My grandpa turns 85 this year. Uh-huh. His dream was to make it to the seminary because he was a preacher all his life, but he was never able to do that, especially during communism. And my father was a preacher, but also didn't make it to seminary initially. So my grandfather is leaving his greatest blessing in life to have his grandson having been to Dallas Seminary and now preaching on the radio. He couldn't be happier.
Is there a seminary in Romania?
There is now.
Is there really?
And there actually has been one all throughout communism, but they had tried to shut it down so many times and control. Yeah. In some years, they would only allow two students per year.
Okay.
One student per year.
Yeah.
Sounds like a ruse.
Yes.
Yeah, and the faculty would have to be very controlled also.
Very, absolutely.
Yeah.
But the Lord kept it open.
Yeah.
Even during those oppressive times.
How did you get a hold of Grace Awakening? Here you are in the middle of Bucharest or wherever, and you get that book.
We actually did not know about the Grace Awakening until we came to Dallas Seminary.
You said that.
It was required reading. And you know how required reading is in seminary. Sometimes you do it not entirely with, I mean, not with a whole heart.
Right,
But not this particular textbook.
Wow, that's interesting.
It moved us to the deepest parts of our being.
Well, I'll be.
It was just what we needed in that season in our life. It made all the difference.
Did you know how legalistic your religion was?
Part of the problem that
we were not fully aware.
You
just adopted it, and it was a way of life.
The more we learned here, the more we became aware that that had been the problem. We were not sure what was wrong with our Christian living, and we found the answer in a grace-oriented...
Yeah. Was it more joyless and more obligation and requirement and
it was
duty?
Guilt-driven. Guilt-driven.
Guilt-driven, yeah.
Guilt-driven and kind of, you know, saved by grace, but maintaining your salvation through works.
Your effort.
Performance-based Christian living that truly was joyless.
Yeah.
And what a difference grace makes.
Anda, you have a front row seat to watch this ministry unfold in Romania. I wonder if you have a few ideas on how our listening audience, a generous audience and also a praying audience, how could our people be of support to you in Romania?
Well, like you mentioned, first of all, prayer. We definitely need prayer because beyond all the things that we do, it's a spiritual work that we're trying to do. And there's obvious opposition to that. We're very aware of that. We're very grateful for anybody that takes the time to pray for us. And we don't take it for granted. And we encourage people to pray for us. And then another way that they could do is obviously to donate and be financially generous, because at this point, our office is not self-supportive. We're actually very far from that. Wow. Romania is not in a place where people will be able to donate and support our office. So we still very much depend on the generosity of donors from the United States. Mm. And just like you said earlier, every little bit counts.
Yes.
And we are so blessed by anybody that gives. And I know that just because people are in America, it doesn't mean necessarily that they're swimming in money. And I know that a lot of our donors give sacrificially. And what I would want them to know is that we really don't take that for granted, and we treasure and we are very careful in how we spend every cent that they give, and we really appreciate that very much.
When you think, as I mentioned earlier, that our budget for all of Romania is $130,000 a year, that's not very much. And when you give today, if you want to give toward this ministry, you make a note of that. Anything we receive above and beyond that amount to fund the ministry for a year will go into our general fund and be used to reach other countries of the world. We thank you so much for your support. You know, you started out by mentioning prayer. I think that's a good way to land this conversation, Chuck. Would you lift up our time in prayer?
Father, thank you for the day that we've had together, for all it represents, and my heart's overflowing as I remember years ago when we first met this couple. And little did we know what your plan would be, and little did they know. And you have orchestrated it start to finish. And it's really not a finish. We're going on full bore, constantly aware that our trust is in you. Protect them. The enemy is very real, and those who would hurt it and injure the work are there, and always aware of this spiritual warfare. We pray that you would give Ben and Anda special strength, encouragement, vision as they press on for your greater glory. We ask in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Today, Chuck Swindoll is sitting down with Ben and Anda Mogos, who represent Insight for Living in the country of Romania. Chuck's conversation with Ben and Anda continued for nearly an hour, and you can hear the complete discussion right now by going to insight.org/Romanian. You'll also see a few pictures of Chuck with Ben and Anda as well. It's encouraging to meet people like this couple who've taken the Great Commission of Jesus to heart and made sacrificial investments to make disciples of all the nations. And at Insight for Living Ministries, it's our privilege to support their work as a part of Vision 195. In many respects, Ben and Anda beautifully model our dream to reach all 195 countries of the world. As you're willing to link arms with us and give financially, we can assure you your donation will make an impact. To be clear, the majority of your gift is applied toward bringing Chuck's teaching to your hometown and to stations all across North America, where men and women continue to rely on Insight for Living. And then a small portion of our general budget is applied toward Romania and other countries, in order to fully fund the efforts taking place beyond our borders. And so we boldly invite you to join us in touching lives by giving a donation today. You can do that right now by calling us. If you're listening in the United States, call 1-800-772-8888. That's 1-800-772-8888. Or give online at insight.org. The best way to multiply the impact of your gift is to become a monthly companion. Monthly companions give a donation every month, and over the course of a year, have 12 times the influence as a one-time gift. To become a monthly companion right now, give us a phone call. If you're listening in the United States, dial 1-800-772-8888. Or follow the simple instructions at insight.org/monthly companion. Chuck Swindoll begins a brand new 4-part series called Epical Events Nobody Expected, tomorrow on Insight for Living.
The preceding interview, a Vision 195 conversation with Chuck, Insight for Living Romania, and the sound recording were copyrighted in 2019 by Charles R. Swindoll, Inc. All rights are reserved worldwide. Duplication of copyrighted material for commercial use is strictly prohibited.